forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
In 2015, when people took to the streets to protest police brutality and the killing of Black Americans, one of the songs they were singing was this one from Kendrick Lamar's just-released album, To Pimp a Butterfly.
Kendrick had clearly hit on the spirit of the moment, and people were using these songs as energy for these important political struggles and human rights struggles, really.
That's World Cafe correspondent John Morrison. He talks about the impact of To Pimp a Butterfly as it turns 10 years old this month, and about how Kendrick is worthy of being compared to Bob Dylan, not just as a literary talent, but as a public personality.
Kendrick Lamar is an artist in that sense, where he's absolutely political and absolutely writing about the times that we live in, but he doesn't necessarily want to be considered a political artist.
Talking Kendrick Lamar on a new Culture Corner today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. In the meantime, here's some Bob Dylan, Shelter from the Storm.
"'Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month he joins me for the Culture Corner, connects the dots for us across different genres of music. John, what have you brought for us today?
So today I want to talk about one of the most celebrated hip-hop albums in recent memory. Turns 10 years old this month. Kendrick Lamar's 2015 album, To Pimp a Butterfly. I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth, cause sitting in my throne again.
I'm mad, but I ain't stressed. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses. Oh, yeah. Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Well, you got the yams.
What's the yams? That's Kendrick Lamar. Song from Pimp a Butterfly called King Kunta. Now, as you've said, John, To Pimp a Butterfly is one of the most celebrated hip-hop albums. How was this album received when it was released 10 years ago?
You know, I've been around for the release of plenty of big rap records and seen how folks have responded to the music and seen how artists have made significant impacts in hip-hop culture. But I don't think I've seen anything quite like To Pimp a Butterfly when it first came out. The praise was near universal. It seemed like everybody understood that Kendrick Lamar had made a significant artistic achievement with this record.
Tell us about the song Institutionalized.
Institutionalized, I jokingly say to folks that Kendrick has a bunch of songs that are in my top five, probably more than five. But Institutionalized is one of my favorite Kendrick Lamar songs. And it's a beautiful kind of heartbreaking song. It's partially about the trappings and the lure of fame and money, but it's also about how trauma from our past can derail us in the present. So there's a lot of big ideas that he's wrestling with contained within this sharp, short little song.
This is Institutionalized. It's Kendrick Lamar on World Cafe.
What money got to do with it? When I don't know the full definition of a rap image. I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutionalized, so I keep running back for a visit. Hold up. Get it back. I said I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutionalized, so I can still kill me a d- and so what?
If I was the president, I think my mom would grin. Free my own. Roof my Chevy doors, lay in my house and get high. Whoever thought, master, take the chains off me.
Zoom, 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 zoom. about some chocolate. Quid pro quo, something for something, that's the obvious. Oh, flow so sick, don't you swallow it. Biting my style, you salmonella poison positive. I can just alleviate the rap industry politics. Milk the game up, never lactose intolerant. The last remainder, a real. You know the obvious, me, scholarship, no streets put me through colleges. Be all you can be, true, but the problem is a dream, only a dream, dream, dream. Work, don't follow it, remind me of the homies that used to know me, now follow this. I tell you my hypothesis, I'm probably just way too loyal. K-Dizzle would do it for you, my niggas think I'm a god. Truthfully, her love will spoil you, usually you're never charged. But something came over you once I took you to the f***ing BET Awards. You're looking at artists like the harvests. So many rollies around you and you want all of them. Somebody told me you thinking about snatching jewelry. I should have listened what my grandmama said to me. Don't change it till you get up and wash your ass. Don't change it till you get up and wash your ass. Wash, don't change it till you get up and wash your ass.
Once upon a time in a city so divine called Westside Compton, there stood a little brother. He was 5 foot something. God bless the kid. Took his homie to the show and this is what they said.
What am I supposed to do when I'm looking at walking licks? The cost of big money, talk about the mansion and foreign whips. The private jets and passport, presidential glass for gold bottles, giving up the ass for Instagram flicks, sucking. This one more sucker waving with a flashy wrist. My defense mechanism tell me to get him quickly because he got it. It's a recession, then what? He ain't king of diamonds. No more living poor, meet my 4-4. When I see him with the bird damn on the floor. Now Kendrick know they your co-workers, but this gon' take a lot for this pistol go cold turkey. Now I can watch his watch on the TV and be okay. But see I'm on the clock with that watch landing in LA. Remember still from the rich and giving it back to the poor. Well that's me at these awards.
I guess my grandmama was warning the boy. She said,
don't change it till you get up and wash your ass. Wash your ass. What? Don't change it till you get up and wash your ass. Come on now. Slow down.
Once upon a time in a city so divine called Westside Compton, there stood a little. He was 5 foot something. Dazed and confused. Talented but still under the neighborhood rules. You could take your boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood off the homie. Took his show money, stashed it in the Mosey Wosey. Hollywood's nervous. Good night, thank you much for your service.
On World Cafe, you just heard Institutionalized by Kendrick Lamar. It's from his album To Pimp a Butterfly, which is turning 10 years old. I'm talking to John Morrison on the Culture Corner about that album today. To Pimp a Butterfly is one of Kendrick Lamar's most sonically adventurous albums. John, could you talk about the sound of this album and why it's so rich and diverse?
Yeah, it's funny. To Pimp a Butterfly is kind of all over the place sonically, but in a good way. You got a song like King Kunta, which has like Parliament Funkadelic, 70s kind of funk vibe to it. For Free is a bebop tune with him, you know, doing a poem over top of it. There's a lot of different styles and sounds that he's playing around with, and he's bringing folks in. Robert Glasper plays on this record. Kamasi Washington plays on this record. So he's continuing in that LA hip hop tradition of bringing in seasoned jazz musicians to play, you know, on rap records. But, you know, he's pulling all of these different styles in under the umbrella of hip hop. And it all feels like and sounds like it's directed by Kendrick and kind of fulfilling this vision that he has as an artist.
The next song that you're going to play from the album is called I. Why'd you choose this one?
I is a standout from To Pimp a Butterfly. And when this record came out, I played this a lot at parties because it has this kind of like uplifting feel to it. It's built around a sample from the Isley Brothers classic tune, Who's That Lady? So it has like Ernie Isley's soaring, like, psychedelic guitar added to it. It's up tempo, it's uplifting, and thematically is really an ode to self-love, you know what I mean? So it kind of it's like Kendrick is like tipping a hat to this idea of self-love as a political act.
Yeah, well, let's take a listen. This is Kendrick Lamar, I, on World Cafe.
Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many wanna tell me. But hell, me gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, man, God's a dick, you
know. I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
What you gonna do?
Lift up your head and keep moving.
Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this,
I love myself.
The world is a game,
I love myself.
For the lean and I'm out on a scheme, yeah. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, P5-0 for faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry. Now the strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto,
man,
God's a dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
To the Culture Corner on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. Today, we're talking about Kendrick Lamar's album, To Pimp a Butterfly. The song you just heard from that album is called I, and To Pimp a Butterfly turns 10 this year. John, I was wondering if you could talk a bit about To Pimp a Butterfly and its political content.
Yeah, so Kendrick Lamar, like a lot of artists, he's kind of like a slippery figure. Politically, like he says things that are contradictory, like throughout, you know, his career arc, he's said one thing, said another thing, or said a thing that maybe didn't reconcile with another position that he has. had expressed in the past. I kind of liken him to Bob Dylan in that sense that he's someone who absolutely articulates our collective desire for freedom and for justice, but as an individual also kind of pushes back against that or pushes back against being lifted up as like an activist or a political figure. So Kendrick Lamar is an artist in that sense where he's, you know, absolutely political and absolutely writing about the times that we live in, but he doesn't necessarily want to be considered a political artist.
I love that comparison to Dylan. I think it is like so apt. You don't ever know exactly where he stands, and he doesn't want to be an idol necessarily.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, and I'm sure it's a difficult dynamic for an artist to kind of navigate expressing what you want to express and people taking it a certain way and even, you know, using it as the soundtrack to, you know, political struggle or liberation movements. But maybe you yourself don't necessarily see yourself as an activist, an organizer, a revolutionary or anything like that. But with this record, To Pimp a Butterfly, and songs like King Kunta, we're going to hear All Right in a little bit. These songs really resonated with what was going on in this country, you know, at the time when To Pimp a Butterfly came out. 2015 was an intense year of protest, specifically around the issue of police murder of unarmed Black folks. So 2015 was the year that Freddie Gray was killed by police in Baltimore. Sandra Bland was killed in police custody in Hempstead, Texas. So you had a wave of protests that summer. And I remember this vividly. What, you know, 10 years wasn't that long ago, but people were playing and singing songs from To Pimp a Butterfly at the protests, mm-hmm. right? So Kendrick had clearly hit on the spirit of the moment, and people were using these songs as energy for these important political struggles and human rights struggles, really.
All Right was one of those songs. Is there anything else you want to say about that song before we hear it?
All Right is an anthem, and despite what, you know, people may think about Kendrick Lamar as an artist or as a political figure, All Right, I saw this record as it was released and as it hit the ground and people's responses to it in a political sense and in an artistic and cultural sense. All Right is an all-timer. It's going to go down next to James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, you know, Public Enemy, Fight the Power, these great songs that Black folks create to energize us in a fight for freedom and liberation. All Right is right there amongst the classics.
On World Cafe, Kendrick Lamar, All Right.
My life I has to fight. All's my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm homie, you but if God got us, then we gon' be alright. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. On Mac 11, even room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty, Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I'm going great. Trying to sign my face this all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure.
I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Live at the mall. I can see the evil. I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner. Put the candy painted on a Rico. Digging in my pocket. In a profit. Big enough to feed you. Every day my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your chico. Ah! I don't talk about it. Be about it. Every day I see cool. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog. My dog, that's all. Big back and chat. I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks. So rest assured. My rights, my wrongs. I write till I'm right with God. When you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
That was Kendrick Lamar with All Right. That's from To Pimp a Butterfly. Came out 10 years ago this year. I'm talking to John Morrison about it today on the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duris. Looking back 10 years after it was released, what is the legacy of Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly?
To Pimp a Butterfly is not only one of the best contemporary rap albums to have come out, it speaks to a crucial overarching theme or condition about being black in America. I think that this record asks a series of questions, but I think the core question that it's asking us is what does it do to a group of people or a culture that both entertains the world, but is also being brutalized by the world, right? Now, that's not a noble position to be in, and I think that this record shows us that being black in America comes with a lot of stuff, right? It's degradation, but also uplift. There's joy and also pain. And I think that all of that stuff is in this record, and all of those questions and dynamics are playing out throughout this record and in these songs. And I think that people are going to look back at this record and study this record for a long time to better understand where we've been as a society and maybe figure out some things about where we're going.
John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Raina.
John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for the Culture Corner. Today, we were talking about To Pimp a Butterfly, the album from Kendrick Lamar that turns 10 this year. I'm Raina Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Back into your music here on World Cafe. This next artist broke out last year. She could be 2025's next big thing. It's Lola Young with Messy.
Just come and get it. Can I get it? You tease just come and get it. Can I get it right now? Can I get it right now?
Michael Kiwanuka has a cold little heart. He should get it a little jacket and a little scarf, maybe a little hat. It'd be so cute. New Lumineers, next on World Cafe. Thank you. listening to The World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. The Lumineers will be on the show at the end of this week playing songs from their new album, Automatic, and talking about making that record. Here's the lead single from Automatic, and it kind of sets the tone for the whole thing. Sounds rollicking and fun musically, but the lyrics are a little dark if you listen close. It's called Same Old Song.
Hey, mama, would you pay my rent? Would you let me crash in your basement? 'Cause any one of us could make it big or could end up dead on the pavement. And if I was to die, if the plane went down and you survived, you ever wonder what your parents meant when they told you grandma's in heaven? 'Cause I don't feel it like I did back then in a black sedan of depression. And everyone's alright, I cannot afford to see the light. I don't know what's wrong with me. I killed the mood so naturally. The guests begin to make me feel alone. Same old song, we sing the same. Starving mouth for the innocent. You said the boulevard was not that bad, and they jacked our van with the instruments. In broad daylight, they popped the trunk and left the keys behind. The cops pretend to care. I'll never see my mom's guitar again. I don't know what's wrong with me. I killed.
Bad love, ate a black fly in the cream, and that's bad love, bad.
poetry. Embargo is love's waiting room. In meantime, right here in human time, my heart could break for a one-legged seagull and still afford nothing to you. Are you tired of things going right, things going
World Cafe.
Into a rubber mask. Please don't ask how.
t-shirts in Vietnam. There are places that we quietly ignore. There are places that we go and bomb. You know, I thought an awful lot about Jesus, even more about life too. They say that the way of the Tao was to do nothing. Then what the hell am I supposed to do? You know, the harder you think, the deeper you sink, the tighter you grip, the more that you slip. So I'm singing this song about loving all the people that you've come to hate. It's true what they say, I'm gonna die someday. While I'm holding on to all this weight, you know, I really thought that there'd be power in thinking happy I was just born fools. I was gathering oats for my horses. I was getting my whip and my mule. There's a book I read I don't remember. There's a place I've been I never seen. There's a note that I wrote that went up in smoke. There's some songs I don't ever sing. All the stars in the sky are burning. Most are burning unbeknownst to me. I wish I would have paid more attention to the bigger things I didn't see. You know, the harder you think, the deeper you sink, the tighter you grip, the more that you slip. So I'm singing this song about loving all the people that you've come to hate. It's true what they say, I'm gonna die someday. Why am I holding on to all this weight? You know, I really thought that there'd be power.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.